out of the 8th chapter of Paul's writing to the Romans. The 8th chapter of Romans, I began reading at verse 28 through 31. Paul's writing to the Romans in chapter 8, beginning at verse 28, the Bible reads, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how should he not with him also freely give us all things?" The 31st verse again, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Supporting scripture coming from the 33rd Psalms, verses 6 through 9. In the 33rd Psalms, beginning at verse 6, the Bible reads, "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap. He laid up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or subject this morning. The Lord is still on our side. The Lord is still on our side.
A privilege. It is together.
Everything to God in prayer. Because he's our friend. He loves us. He understands us. He is always right there. And he's that friend that you can depend on, that you can share anything that you want to share with him, and it never goes any farther. Hallelujah, Jesus. How many of you love Jesus this morning? Hallelujah. How many of you want to make the devil mad and just give God a hallelujah praise anyhow? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. He's worthy. He's worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord is worthy this morning of all of our praises. And I get joy when I get an opportunity just to tell God, thank you for another day's journey. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. The things are no worse than what they are. Last week was a rough week last week. But God brought us through. This is a brand new day. And this is truly a day that the Lord God has made. And we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Whether the sunshine, the rain come, a tornado come, whatever comes, God is still God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm thankful this morning because I believe that the Lord is still on our side. Hallelujah. It is good to know that God has not left us, that he is yet still in our midst. And how many of you know all you got to do is just call on him, and he will always come to your rescue. Then that individual that say he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. But every now and again when you're waiting on him to get there and you begin to wonder, Lord, I need you to come on now. I need you to come on because I need my help now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because I found out I can't make this journey all by myself. And I cannot make it without the power of a mighty God. He is our being. It's because of him that we have our being. And we are able to move. We are able to open up our mouths and a sound come out. We are able to our brain tell our arms to move. And our arms are able to move. But don't you know there's somebody paralyzed, that their mind may tell them, I'd love to get up out of this bed, but they other parts of their body just won't react right. So if you are able this morning, Hallelujah, Jesus. Sister Fanny saying, you got legs, you can walk. You got a tongue, you can talk. You got eyes that you are able to see. But don't you know we got brothers and sisters that they got eyes, they got legs, they got arms, but they're not able to see, they're not able to walk, they're not able to lift up holy hands to the Lord, but they're still God somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't never, ever give up on the power of a mighty God. But when you're going to your through your worst situation in life, we serve a God that is able this morning. In the midst of whatever one might be going through, God is still able. There are times that we have to steal away in our minds and we see situations. We see him moving and we see them attending to him, so we feel and we know that something is going on, but you might not be able to help the situation. They may not even be able to help the situation, but how many of you know we can call on somebody that know exactly what the problem is and he can do just what needs to be done? And that's the mindset that we have to have. We can't get bent all out of shape all the time. We got to trust the power of the God that we serve. We got to know if we say and we believe that he can heal all of our diseases, we got to know that healing will come. There are some things that may not come in our lifetime, but we still got to believe that it'll happen. And then when we look back over our lives and we look at all the many things that have already transpired, there are a lot of things that are better now than there was many years ago. And they've come up with a lot of things. It's amazing how God has blessed us to be a people that are able to come up with things to help ourselves. But we got to understand that at the end of the day, it's still all about God. I don't care what doctor you go to, what specialist you go to, what medication you're on, healing comes from God. And you got to trust God to be your healer. Now, there are some things that we know that there are some people that never, ever become back up on their feet all the way. They never get over some of the things. And some even die with some of the things that they are going through. But in the midst of that, we still know that death has no power. In the midst of that, as believers, we got to still hold on to the fact that God is still a healer. We got to know that every situation is different. And God, even though he is a loving God, he's a God that has no respect of persons. So it's not like God is saying, well, I'm going to let this family suffer, and I'm going to let this family have everything work out to their favor. God does not work like that. God is a God that loves us, and he blesses us despite ourselves. How many of you know that even when we don't have a mind to tell God thank you, he bless us? When we don't even know how to talk to him, he bless us? When we were out there and we didn't care about calling on the name of Jesus, didn't care what nobody thought about us, and God still blessed us. Those nights when you didn't know how you got home, but you woke up in the morning and found out that everything was all right, and know that there was a wonderful God watching over you and made everything all right. How many of you don't mind telling God thank you? How many of you want to be honest with yourself and know that I haven't always been saved? I haven't always been on the Lord's side. I'm just a work in progress right now. And I'm trying to be what God would have me to be, but every now and then the enemy give me a punch in my chest and I got it bent over, but I get back up looking to the hill from which coming my help. And I know where my help come from this morning. And because I know where my help come from, I believe that everything is going to be all right. Why? Because the Lord is still on our side. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Last week I was too tired to preach. But I thank God for some rest. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's something about serving a God that gives you sense enough to know that he is worthy of all of our praises. It's because of him that he's allowed us to assemble ourselves again in this household of faith and to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. We know that many of us had a rough week on last week, but God brought us through. And this week, as we start out on another week's journey, let us start out with hope. Let us start out with a freshness, with a mindset that it's going to work out for my good. Let us start out believing that I don't care what the enemy got out there for me, it's not going to work against me because I'm standing on the solid ground of a mighty God. And as long as I know that I'm in the hands of God, everything is going to be all right. if you would be honest with yourselves, we got to realize that we got so much to be thankful for. Out of all the trouble that you've gone through in your life, sometimes it seems like on every hand there's one trouble after another. In the midst of our suffering and our sorrows, he is still working things out for our good. How many of you realize that there are times that you wouldn't even be where you are right now if you wouldn't have had some bad days? You wouldn't appreciate right now what it is to have peace of mind if you hadn't gone through enough of turmoil, gone through enough of worrying about what everybody else had to say about your situation and learn how to cross that bridge for yourself and know that somehow, some way, the Lord is going to work it out. How many of you know God will work it out when everybody else that gave up on you, you can still hold on to the power of a mighty God and know that everything's going to come out in your favor? Sometimes it seems like when you're at your darkest moment, and just when it seems like you are getting to the place where things are getting better and things are turning around for your good, and then all of a sudden something happens. The bottom falls all the way out. And you feel like out of all the things that I've done, out of all the struggling, out of all the pressing that I've done, I'm still seemingly getting nowhere. I've been running on this road for a long time, and it seemed like I hadn't got anywhere. I've been praying, I've been trusting, I've been reading, I've been studying, but it seemed like I still haven't got anywhere. I try to do what the Lord would have me to do, but it seemed like the enemy always get in my face and back me up against the wall. Anybody ever been backed up against the wall? You between a rock and a hard place, and you just don't know what to do. Sometimes you want to handle it in a spiritual way. Sometimes you want to handle it in a moral way. But you realize that you got to just learn how to be still and let God fight your battle. Well, now, how many want to be honest this morning? And know that sometimes you don't want to be still. Sometimes you don't wait on God to fight your battle. You open up your own mouth. You ball up your own fists. You get wind in your own jaws. And you begin to act a little funny with folk that are trying to do nice by you. Every now and again, when that old enemy get on you, you just can't see right for nothing. Seems like every time you're trying to do the right thing, that enemy done threw something else in your way. But you got to learn how to take every stumbling block and make it a stepping stone. You got to take that stumbling block and step up on it and elevate yourself above your trouble. You got to know that every now and again, you're going to have some trouble in your life. But I come to warn and encourage you to hold on and to hold out, because whatever you're going through, this too will pass. How many of us? We've heard others say that this will pass. We've heard others say that God won't put no more on you than yet you can bear. But if you're the one that's being piled on, if you're the one that every time you turn around is one thing after another, then the human part of you, you're sitting down there under all that mess, looking up and saying, Lord, how much more can I bear? Lord, how much more are you going to put on me, because I'm just a weak vessel and I can't stand it? But how many of you know that when you are weak, that's when God makes you strong? When you don't have no answer whatsoever, that's when God is working in your favor. When it seems like something done happened and the enemy done got an upper hand on me, don't you give up in despair. But know that God is still right there by your side. You got to learn how to have a positive attitude in life. Even though you might be going through, even though you may be tried on every side, you may be perplexed, you may be going through, but you got to hold on and hold out. And I learned that when I hold on and hold out, God works things out for my good. For I remember the words of Jesus when he said, in this life. Anybody with me this morning? I'm not tired this morning. I feel like preaching that I need somebody to help me. Who come in here to help me lift up Jesus? You didn't come to look at somebody. You ain't got to look at me. All you got to do is know that God is right there by your side. Know that he is the one that is going to make a way out of no way in your life. Stop sitting down waiting on somebody to excite you. You ought to be excited just because you're a child of God. Anybody excited because the blood is still running warm in your vein? Hallelujah, Jesus. The death train did run this morning, but undoubtedly you didn't get on board. And everything that have breath ought to praise the Lord. So I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise my God this morning. I come to give God all that I have, because I remind you of the words of Jesus when he said, in this life, you shall have trials and tribulations. You will have some good days and some bad days. But Jesus said, be of good cheer, for I have already overcome the world. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. There's some times in your life when it seems like you just can't make it. But I come to tell somebody that you serve a God that said that I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, I'll always be right there. During the bad time when the enemy think that he had defeated you, I got your back. And I'll turn things around for your favor. How many of you know this morning that the Lord done brought you too far to turn around now? Somebody that said, I've been on the road a long time. And I've been running for Jesus a long time. But I'm not tired yet. I got something down on the inside that just keep me running on and see what the end is going to be. Every now and again, I get knocked back on my back. But I get right back up. And I tell the Lord, here I am one more time. Lord, forgive me for the wrong that I've done. But help me to be the man that you would have me to be. Because there's somebody right now that don't realize how much power you got. But I come to tell somebody that I serve a mighty God. And the God that I serve, he sits high and he looks down low. I heard the words of David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Anybody got the praise of God? I will humble and to hear thereof. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I'm not in this thing all by myself. But somebody came in the house to tell God thank you. Somebody came in the house to say, I'm going to run on and see what the end going to be. Somebody said, through many dangers, pulls and snares, I've already come. Anybody been through anything? Anybody glad that I hadn't had it easy all my life? But I know that I serve a mighty God. And the God that I serve, he's going to make everything all right. I thank God this morning for another day's journey. I thank God that every day hadn't been a sunny day. I thank God that I've had some ailments in my body to make me appreciate having a good day. I thank God that even though I've had some trouble in my life, when I see my brother or my sister that's in a better condition than I'm in, I humble myself down at the Lord's feet and say, Lord, I don't want to complain. I don't want to murmur. I don't want to talk about me, but I want to talk about thee. Because you've been so good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. Anybody knowing to be a great God? And he is still on our side. The Bible said, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them that breathed out of his mouth. He gathered the waters together. He did the seas as a heap. He laid up the depth in the storehouse. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Because he is a great God. All power is in his hand. I cannot do nothing without the power of God. The Bible says, for he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. So the God that I serve, he can open up his mouth and he can say, let there be, oh, God Almighty, and there is. Anybody hear what I'm talking about? I can feel it, oh, God Almighty, all down in my soul this morning. Because the Lord God has been so good to me. And I just want to thank the Lord. For the Bible says, and we know that all things work together for the good to them who are called according to his purpose. And I believe that I've been called by God. I believe that I am a product of God. And I come to tell somebody, if somebody is against you, no weapon formed against you, we'll be able to prosper. For what does it say now? If the Lord is on our side, who can be against us? I stopped by to tell you this morning that the Lord is still on our side. And all you got to do is trust him. No weapon is going to be able to rob you. But what you got to know is the love of God. And you got to love God back with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul. Oh, I love the Lord with all of my heart. I love you, God. I need you, God. I want you, God. Your love I have for you. I'm going to let nothing separate me from your love. Not tribulation, not persecution, not heartache, not death, not depth, nor height. Nothing will separate me from the love of a mighty God. For when everybody else turn their back on you, do know that God stands there with his arms wide open. And he says, come unto me. Come, my child. I've been waiting on you. I'm still on your side. I don't care what the enemy try to do. As long as you stay in my hands, it's going to be all right. They can mess with your children. It's going to be all right. They can mess with your parents, but it's going to be all right. They can even mess with your body, but it's going to be all right. Because I serve a God that knew what is going to happen in your life. And you've been predestined to be in a position and in a place at a such given time. And in a time like this, who wouldn't serve the Lord that we serve? Who can speak the word and things come into existence? Who can say by thy words and by my stripes are ye healed? And healing will come. But what you got to understand is that you got to believe it for yourself. Stop talking about mama now. Stop talking about Reverend so-and-so. And you start opening up your Bible. You start opening up your mouth. And you start talking to your God. Because there's sometimes in the midnight hour when Reverend Cade, Reverend Beth, Reverend nobody ain't there. But you and God are right there. And you can steal away. And you start talking to the Lord. And all of a sudden you start feeling God. Anybody know about that Spirit of God? You see, the scripture that Brother Richard read, when you don't have your hope, you can hope in Jesus. Because when you don't know what to pray for, I come to tell somebody that the Spirit of a mighty God, he stands in the midst and he intercedes for us. It say by your groanings. See, sometimes when you just groan, you know, we getting out the car the other day and it was three of us in there. And we got ready to get out. I said, And they groaned and they got out. See, everybody groaning now. You don't have to get old to start feeling some difference in your body. And those of you that don't like your elders, I'm sorry. But the only way you cannot get old is die young. So, when I see that man that can't hardly make it, I look at Brother Frank there, gray head, gray beard, gray everything. I want to be gray one day. It's in the temples and it's in a few places, but if I live long enough, then I'm going to be gray like that. Or it all fall out, one or the other. But you know what? It don't matter. Whether I'm bald-headed, gray-headed, need a haircut or whatever. When I stand before my God, he ain't going to be worried about what my head look like. He ain't going to be worried about what I got on my back. But the condition is going to be, what condition is your heart in? Have you did right by folks? The Lord is still on our side. I don't care what you're going through. I'm finished. But don't let nobody fool you. God is on your side. And he is not going to let you down. He might not come as quick as you want him to come. But don't let the enemy get you off track or off focus. You just keep on trusting. And you keep reminding him, Lord, you said you'd do it. So I'm going to hold you to your word. Come, Jesus. Come see about me. Come, God. Come see about my loved ones. Come, God, when I see that one that I don't know what to do. And there are no words to say. But that's when the spirit of a mighty God steps in and intercedes. And that spirit starts to manifest itself and minister to the need at hand. There are times when you don't have to open your mouth. All you have to do is just be still and let God be God. The main thing that I want you to remember this morning is that the Lord is still on your side. When it seemed like everything else might be against you, you stop and know that the Lord is still on your side.